Hey fans, this week's episode is brought to you by and sponsored by Support Your Local Street Racer. Shout out to Happy and Kenzie for all the love. Thank you so much for all the support here at the E's and B's. And make sure if you're in the area this weekend, going down, it's Cash Days of Kentucky. Number four, at Deckers Boys Raceway. Make sure you guys check it out. Like I said, go follow Support Your Local Street Racer online. Give them some love. Let them know that Eddie B from the E's and B's sent you. Stay tuned. We've got a kick-ass episode coming up to you next. You don't want to miss it. It's the best breakfast wrestling and sports podcast on your Fridays. The E's and B's. And it's coming up next. Good morning, all you wrestling and sports fans. This is the E's and B's, the Bacon and Eggs, the Pro Wrestling Sports Podcast. And I'm your host, Eddie B. Today with XFL standings, MLB opening day, college basketball final four, NBA and NHL playoff push, NASCAR short track and no prep talk, and it's Mania weekend, so you guessed it, some wrestling. You're listening to the best breakfast wrestling sports podcast on your Fridays. It's the E's and B's podcast.
I know you don't smoke weed. I know this. But I'm gonna get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
For joining us again here on this last Friday in March the 31st, 2023, where you be body slams, elbow drops, and dry hops. That's what we're talking about today. So make sure you crack those eggs. Get that oven off, because it's time for the sunny side. Ah!
That one's driven to center field and deep. Yastrzemski back. Still back. On the track. At the wall. See ya. He picks up where he left off. For Judge. 1-0 Yanks.
And welcome back to the E's and B's. As you heard there in the opening clip, it is opening day. Well, it was yesterday there for the MLB baseball season 2023. And as you heard, leading right off where he stopped last year, the Judge himself knocking a home run day one there against the Giants. And of course, everybody excited as we're coming off of World Classic Baseball just 1 week ago. And of course, we know Japan knocking off USA in the finals there. And Otani striking out his own teammate to seal the deal as Trout went down there for the final out in the World Classic. But now we're talking MLB as it's back. That's right. We cannot wait. And of course, right here on the E's and B's, we'll be diving each and every week into the stats and standings and everything you need to know. And, of course, giving you those three coveted games each and every week that you must check out. But as this week, we're just going to let you get primed up and, of course, get excited because next week we'll be diving into second base head first right here on the E's and B's, keeping things going here on the sunny side up. Make sure you guys like, share, subscribe, pass the gravy, spread the butter, tell a friend, tell a famber, tell someone about this podcast. Let's go from the diamond here to the gridiron.
Silver surveying and throws into second. Oh, the tail is picked off, and this is going to be a score.
Look how deep the safeties are playing right here, and they just keep their eyes forward on Brandon Silver, follow him all the way, and then it's tip drill.
That's it coming. That's it going, John.
Yes, yes, yes. As you heard there, week six in the books, XFL style, and we got just three more games as we go into week seven this weekend. Things starting to separate themselves, and of course, there's a couple squads battling for those playoff spots. As we know, there will be a playoff tournament style here after week 10 in the XFL. Very cool stuff. Cannot wait to break that down as we get ever so closer towards that. But let's talk about how things set as we go into this weekend there in the North. It's going to be DC, still the only undefeated team. They are 6-0. Then running in second place in the North, it's going to be St. Louis at 4-2. Also tied for second is going to be Seattle at 4-2. Rounding out the last place in the North is my Vegas Vipers at 1-5. Now, out in the South, how about this? Houston leading the way. They're at 4-2. Arlington, they're at 3-3. San Antonio's at 2-4 and still winless down south there in Orlando. The Guardians are at 0-6. Like I said, it's definitely tightening up. Let's talk about those stats. Leading the passing still in the division going into this weekend with 1,505 yards. We've got 11 touchdowns and 8 interceptions. It's Ben DiNucci. Then over on the rushing side, Abraham Smith with 5 touchdowns, and he's racked up 527 yards so far. On the receiving side is Jacquyore Pearson. He's still leading the way with 448 yards and just that single touchdown. Now, over on the defense side, how about this? It's interceptions. They're led by Algene Harris. He's got 5 picks going into week 7. Keep your eyes on that guy. He could possibly be moving up to the NFL. As we know, this is the minor leagues. If you look at it that way, that's the way I've been looking at it all 6 weeks. I can't wait to see some of these names up in the NFL in this season, hopefully coming up. But how about two games this weekend you must check out that might be deciding the playoff standings? How about game number one? It's the 4-2 Seattle Sea Dragons. They'll be traveling to the 3-3 Arlington Bahamas. That game's tonight, 7 p.m. on FX. Check it out. Then game number two, it'll be going down Sunday. The 4-2 St. Louis Battlehawks. They'll be traveling to the 4-2 Houston Renegades. That game's going to be a big one for both teams as they both need a win. 2 p.m. Sunday on ESPN. Like I said, folks, it's winding down there on the XFL gridiron. We'll keep you up to date with all the winners, losers, and that tournament push coming right here out of the best. Keeping things going here on the sunny side. Let's bounce past it. Go from the gridiron to the hardwoods.
The agility joining Florida Atlantic and San Diego State as first timers. There it is. Hunter getting the basket to timeout.
A couple of guys are smiling upstairs. Jack Turner, Dave Gavin, Terry Holland.
Larrañaga will go to Houston trying to win two games. He will be the oldest head coach he did it to win a national title at age 73.
There you have it. As we know, March Madness wrapping up as we are final four time this weekend and is first for several. That's right. An outstanding tournament as we've had the last 2 weeks. Some big names falling early. Other teams you thought would go a lot farther, drop it to unknown schools, underdogs, and all the above, folks. We have seen some of the greatest March Madness basketball this year in the tournament. And as we know, starting tomorrow, we are going to have the Final Four underway. And by Monday, we'll know who will be in that championship game. As y'all heard there in the clip, we are having three first-timers there in the Final Four as out in the South, shocking everybody last week, knocking off Creighton and stamping their ticket to the Final Four. It's San Diego State. Congratulations to them from us here at the E's and B's. They will be going up against the team that shocked everybody out of the East. That's right. How about the Florida Atlantic Owls? That's congratulations to them. Those two squads battling to find out who will be playing Monday for the national championship. Now, let's switch things up and go over to the Midwest. Coming out of the Midwest, as you heard in the sound clip, the biggest comeback in school history. A team that knocked out my Hoosiers and a lot of other teams on the way, stamping their ticket for the first time in the Final Four. It's the Miami Hurricanes. Congratulations to them. They will be going up against the other squad. This squad, I say, probably is the favorite to win the whole thing out of the four squads. The only team that has been there before. Shocking everybody. Coming out of the West, it's the UConn Huskies. Folks, it's going to be two amazing games. Like I said, nobody saw any of these teams. Maybe UConn at the most making the Final Four. It's going to be outstanding news for those small schools if they get to advance to that final game on Monday. We cannot wait. We'll be breaking down everything you need to know coming out of the Final Four and the national championship game right here on the bus. Keeping things going. Let's bounce that ball. Go from the college world to the pros. Yes, yes. Listen, fans, we are just 5 games away from the end of the regular season here in the NBA, wrapping up next Sunday. And we will know who will be those teams in that coveted play-in spot as it sets going into this weekend. Let's break down both Eastern and Western conferences, starting out first with the Eastern in the 10th spot with a 2-game lead. Right now, it's the Chicago Bulls. In the 9th spot, it's the Toronto Raptors. 8th spot is the Atlanta Hawks. 7th, Miami Heat. 6th is going to be the Brooklyn Nets. 5th is the New York Knicks. 4th is your Cleveland Cavs. 3rd is the Philadelphia 76ers. 2nd is the Boston Celtics. And on top, out in the East still, number 1 seed will be the Milwaukee Bucks. Let's talk about three teams that are dying to get into that 10 spot. They are, like I said, two games back. We're talking about the Orlando Magic, the Indiana Pacers, and the Washington Wizards. Folks, like I said, 5 games to play, less than a week left in the regular season. Will any of those teams have what it takes to bump out the Chicago Bulls? We'll keep an eye on that. Now let's switch over to out here in the West. That's right, the Western. Here's how things set. The 10th spot, it's OKC. They only have a 1-game lead. In the 9th spot, it's going to be the Pelicans. 8th spot is the LA Fakers. 7th spot is the Timberwolves. 6th spot is Golden State. 5th spot is the Clippers. 4th spot is the Phoenix Suns. 3rd spot is the Kings. The 2nd spot belongs to the Memphis Grizzlies. And on top in the West, like it should be, it's our Denver Nuggets. As I said, folks, there's still a couple teams out in the West as well, dying to get into that play-in spot. It's going to be between the Blazers, Jazz, and Mavericks, holding down those 3 spots, dying 1 game back. Will they make a difference? We'll have to wait and see. Like I said, 5 games. How about 3 games you need to check out going into this weekend, starting off first game tomorrow? Dallas, they'll be traveling to the Miami Heat. That game, 7:30 p.m. Eastern on NBA TV. Then game number 2, how about this? The 76ers, they'll be traveling to Milwaukee Sunday. That game, 8 p.m. Eastern on the League Pass. And the last game of the weekend you must check out going down Sunday, the Golden State Warriors will be traveling right here to Colorado to play the Denver Nuggets, 8:30 p.m. Eastern. That game's on NBA TV. Folks, all things are coming down to the end. Here's what the stats look like as we go into the last 2 weekends of play. Points per game is led right now by Joel Embiid. He's got 33.2 points a game. In the rebound side, it's Sabonis. He's bringing down 12.4. On the assist, Harden, he's dishing dimes, 10.9 a game. Blocks, we got Jackson Jr. He's swatting 3.1. On the steal side, it's OG Anunoby, he's still taking 1.9 picks from the game. And the best field goal percentage as it sets going in this weekend is Kessler with 72%. Like I said, folks, you don't want to miss it. We'll be breaking down the last week of basketball right here next week on The Best. Talking playoffs, let's keep the playoff talk rolling and go from the court to the ice. Yes, yes, as well, over on the ice, things winding down, the playoff push is on for that coveted Stanley Cup, and things getting tight. Here is how things set over on the eastern side. In the Metro, we've got Carolina 1, New Jersey 2, and the New York Rangers 3. Out in the Atlantic, it's Boston 1, Toronto 2, and Tampa Bay 3. Now battling on the wild card side, here's the top 3 seeds. It's the Islanders 1, Pittsburgh 2, and the Panthers are 3. Let's switch things up, come out west. In the Central, it's Minnesota 1, Dallas at 2, and our Colorado Avs at 3. In the Pacific, it's Vegas at 1, Los Angeles at 2, and Edmonton at 3. The wild card setting, it's going to be Seattle 1, Winnipeg 2, and Calgary at 3. Folks, the ice is heating up, things are getting slick, and we're going to be breaking down everything you need to know leading into the Stanley Cup playoffs right here on The Best. Make sure you guys like, share, subscribe, pass the gravy, spread the butter, tell a friend, tell a famber, tell someone about this podcast. Keeping things going. Just a quick reminder, this podcast episode this week is brought to you by Support Your Local Street Racer. Make sure you guys go check out Happy and Kenzie. Give them some love. Let them know that Eddie B from the E's and B's sent you. Keeping things going here on the sunny side up. Let's switch gears, slide off the ice, and go do some racing.
What a job Reddick has done today, right, Mike? I mean, have you seen that on a road course in a while?
He's led 40 of the 74 laps. He and William Byron put on quite a show and dominated. But Reddick in the braking zones had the measure of Byron and everybody else today.
He was so fast, he pitted an extra time and still won this race. Still put himself in position. The speed in this car, the job they did, Billy Scott and company, and that kid behind the wheel, pretty impressive.
That is a big nugget to remember, is that they were off sequence, and Billy Scott's like, we have speed, I'm putting you back in with the group, let's take our lumps now. And now here they are,
And through holding these guys off of so many attempts at these restarts, so close, and then the caution comes out, heck, you can't help but to root for him.
Through 19.
Tyler Reddick, a two-time winner on the road courses of the Cup Series last year. Finished top 10 in both motor races. Three of his four wins come on the road course. Tyler Reddick, Masters Circuit of the Americas.
Yes, yes, as you heard there in the sound clip, congratulations to number 45, Tyler Reddick, from us here at the E's and B's, dominating last weekend there at COTA, as you heard, leading over half the race. The only person giving him any kind of challenge was the 24 machine, and we know Willie B, he's been on fire here recently, but that now makes every manufacturer winning on the NASCAR side, so that's a good sign. We know this, that's another new winner as well here in the new 2023 season, so we're going to be keeping an eye on that, see if we can't break that streak of last year. We know it was kind of wild seeing all the different winners, and they predicted this season would not be the same, but so far, the tale seems to be telling its own tale. As I know, this weekend they'll be traveling down to Richmond in a little bit of short track racing. We'll be keeping our eyes on that. Who will come out on top? And will we have another new winner right there in the NASCAR? We'll have all those answers, the wrecks and storylines and everything you need to know coming off the track right here next week on The Best. Keeping things going in the racing world. Let's switch things up and go to the short track side. That's right, this weekend it is opening weekend across the nation for most of the short tracks. We cannot wait. Of course, we've been talking about it for the last couple weeks here, getting you prepped up. Some big, big races, of course, in big states. And now we're going to tell you, too, that we'll be keeping our eyes on this weekend. As we know, over in Ohio, it's the Shady Bowl Speedway as they'll be presenting CRA's Cabin Fever. That's right, as the late model street stocks in all of the CRA divisions will be traveling to Ohio in that little funky bull of a track there, the Shady Bull Speedway. So we'll be keeping our eyes on that one, see who comes out this weekend, opening night champ. Now, the other race we're talking about, keeping an eye on, how about right there in our own home state of Indiana, going down this weekend. It was scheduled for Saturday, weather pushing it to Sunday. It's opening night at the Speedrome as the Outlaw Figure Eights will be back on track. Our friends, the Tunnies, Matt Smith, Donnie Murphy and company, everybody hitting there, hitting the track, hitting the crossover. We'll be seeing live action. As we know, there's some new rules in place. So will that make any difference? We'll keep our eyes and ears on that. If you guys can't be there to check it out in person, go online. You will not miss opening night at Speedrome Sunday. We're going to have all the crashes in the crossover, winners, losers, and who to keep an eye on right here next week on The Best. Now, let's switch things up. Last thing I got before we get to the meat, let's go from the roundy round world to the strip. That's right, no prep drag racing going down. As we talked last week, all kinds of madness last weekend. Two big races going down, one in Ohio, one in North Carolina. That's right, we were live there on the live feed, staying up to date with all the action, trying to bring you what we knew here this week. And I gotta say, I was super, super impressed as all the live feeds. Shout out to G2K, Corey Stamper and Spool Media, Pennywise Racing and Media, Josh Robinson's OGR, everybody happy at Support Your Local Street Racer was doing Cincy Street Nights. I mean, it was some of the coolest live feeds to keep us here at the E's and B's up to date with the baddest small tire, no prep racers on the planet last weekend. So thank you to everybody out there for those live feeds. If I didn't mention your name, I apologize, but it's so hard to keep up with everybody. I'm just trying to give all the love we can here at the E's and B's. Now let's talk about some love from last weekend. How about winners at the Cincinnati Street Nights? We know 41 cars showed up. Folks, let me tell you this. 117 cars combined between Cincy Street Nights and Dig or Die last weekend. I just want to say this. This early in the season, you're bringing out that many cars. It's a good sign to what is coming for the rest of the summer. I cannot wait, but thank you to all of those racers. Let's talk about the winners, though. Over at Cincy Street Nights, in the small tire, going home with the 10K. And I gotta say, folks, it didn't matter if he spun or not. This dude was bad fast. Congratulations to Hate Tank from us here at the E's and B's last weekend, dominating the 10K at Cincy Street Nights. Now, they did have a second chance, and the winner of that, we want to give a big shout out to 24/7 Motorsports, Brandon Mork. Congratulations to him and Ashley from us here at the E's and B's. Now, he got a bad draw. He drew actually the winner, Hate Tank, right off the gate there. Had to race him first round, so kind of a hard draw for my man Brandon Mork, but he bounced back and he had that Mustang looking bad fast by the end of the night, dominating the second chance. So congratulations to all the winners there at Cincy Street Nights. Now let's transfer down to the Indiverse. That's right, the race down in Mississippi where everybody thought the tornadoes were gonna hit, and that was with the talk. But shout out to our boy Limpy down there flagging that race, the Indiverse, and one heck of a story on Friday night, the winner, Chicken Hawk. Congratulations to him from us here at the E's and B's, but that's not the story. The story is my man, Robert, packed up Chicken Hawk in the trailer and drove 9 hours after dominating down there at the Indiverse to show up Saturday morning, ready to rock at Dig or Die. So that, in my eyes, is a win itself. So congratulations for winning Friday night there at Indiverse, Robert and Chicken Hawk. Now let's fast forward to Saturday there, the race everybody was waiting on. Dig or Die, Flashlight Media Fiesta 3, going down there at Rockingham. And I gotta say, folks, it was awesome two-day experience. Friday night, they got the big tires off. Saturday, we got hard tire. Or Saturday, we got street class, and of course, the class everybody was waiting on. Smoke Die! Big names on the property. Big names going up against each other all day long. But when it came down to the end, it came down to two big North Carolina names. That's right, in the small tire world. And this man claiming to be the fastest in North Carolina. Shout out. Congratulations, knocking off Turbo John in the finals to none other than Team Denver's Charles in Patches. Awesome stuff. One hell of a weekend of racing. Like I said, folks, shout out to everyone in those live feeds bringing us the action all the way out here in snowy Colorado. It was awesome to keep up. Now, I want to turn the attention to this weekend. How about going down tomorrow? All day, baby. That's right. We are proud here at the E's and B's to bring you our first sponsored race of the year. That's right. We have jumped on board, and we are proud to be part of tomorrow's Cash Days of Kentucky, number 4, going down at Decker Boys Raceway. That's right. Presented to you by Support Your Local Street Racer, Happy and Kenzie. We are so thankful to be a part of it, folks, and we cannot wait. We know this. The live feed action is going to be tough for us to be a part of, but we will be there in spirit. You better believe it. We sent over us a little bit of sponsor money to throw on top of the pot, and we are so proud to be one part, a very small part, of one of the baddest races going down in Kentucky. Do not miss it, folks. If you're in the area, I'm telling you, there's going to be some fast passes laid down, some big names on the property, and you do not want to miss out on that action going down tomorrow, folks. Make sure you guys go give some love to Support Your Local Street Racers, Happy. Check out all the people tied into this badass race, including us, right here at the E's and B's. Tomorrow, Cash Days of Kentucky, number 4, going down at the Decker Boys Raceway. We're proud sponsors, and we'll have all the winners, losers, and hopefully maybe even an interview coming out of next week, or coming out of this weekend's Smoke Tie Race. We cannot wait, folks. Thank you so much. With that, that's going to wrap up this week's Sunnyside. Stay tuned. Coming up next, we're going to get into my favorite thing to talk about, and it's a big weekend for that as well. You don't want to miss it. We're talking WrestleMania next on The Meat. You're listening to the E's and B's Podcast.
Austin. It's me, Austin. It was me all along, Austin.
Just when they think they got the answers, I change the questions.
You keep on kissing babies and hugging fat girls. I did it for The Rock. I did it for The Rock. I did this for you. Shut your mouth, you thong-wearing fatty. Number four, armbar. I am Sir Michael Cole. I'll fight him. I have to announce to you that I will never
Welcome to this week's Me, and as you heard there in the sound clip, we are diving into the two-night extravaganza going down live tomorrow, starting in L.A. That's right, it's WrestleMania 39, and we here at the E's and B's are super excited for the two-night card, stacked to the gills, some big matches to talk about, and we are going to dive all into that this week right here on the Meet. 39 great years of WrestleMania right here at the E's and B's. We've been diving each and every night before we go to bed, watching a new WrestleMania, going back all the way to day one. That's right. Awesome stuff. We love WrestleMania. It's one of our favorite passions to talk about here at the E's and B's. As you know, what we base a lot of things around. But now, this week here on the Meet, we're going to dive into the big two-night extravaganza that's going down there in L.A. starting tomorrow night. Let's talk about that main card for night number one. Now, this is just our predictions on how they'll be kicking things off, and we'll also give you who we think will win, maybe why, and all that good jazz. Starting off with the regular grudge match there tomorrow night, we're going to have father versus son, Rey Mysterio, after his Hall of Fame induction there tonight. He'll be fighting tomorrow night his own son. Will it be his last match ever there for WWE? The world will never know until tomorrow, but I know this. I was definitely against this match. I do know the crowd is definitely behind it, but I have to wait and see what they bring. If the Rey Mysterio storyline ends tomorrow night with him fighting his son, I'm not sure if that's the way I want to see him go out, but we'll definitely keep our eyes out for that. Match number two, another grudge match. This match should possibly steal the show night number one, in my opinion, as Logan Paul, the YouTube sensation, will be going up against, that's right, the crowd pleaser, Seth Rollins. Seth Rollins definitely has the crowd in his hands with his theme music, but do they give the knockout to Logan Paul and extend this storyline, or is Logan Paul's contract coming up and this is the end? We'll have to keep an eye on that one. I think Seth Rollins comes out on top. Now, next match, how about the six women tag match? That's right. This match, maybe, no offense, but possibly the worst match on the card, night one. We have Becky Lynch, Lita, and Trish Stratus. They'll be taking on Damage Control. We know this story has been building for months, and they brought back two legends to fight with the legend, Becky Lynch, to hopefully end this Damage Control chaos, as we know. We'll have to keep an eye. I think in the end, Becky, Lita, and Trish come out on top. Now, for some championship matches, how about night number one's first championship match? The tag team world title match, as that's right, the tag team champions, the ones, Usos, they'll be taking on none other than Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens. This story, of course, building all the way back from the last pay-per-view, and of course, what everybody's dying to see, will the longest reigning defending tag team champions finally fall. Keep your eyes peeled on that one, folks. I think it's the end of this bloodline story. Now, for the co-main event of the evening there on Saturday night, I think it'll be this. The United States title on the line as Austin Theory will be defending against none other than John Cena. You can't see him, but you'll see him Saturday night losing to Austin Theory. That's just my pick. Now, for the main event there on Saturday, the one that closes the showdown is going to be for the Women's SmackDown World Championship as the Queen herself. That's right, in Ric Flair's words, the best wrestler in wrestling, Charlotte Flair. She'll be taking on none other than Rhea Ripley. Folks, this match will be a must-see. I know Charlotte's last outing was very awful in my opinion, but these two have a history. We know that Rhea is ready for that next big push. Does she get it tomorrow night? Night one, we'll find out. Now, let's move over to night two. Starting off with the first grudge match to open the show. How about the big guys? That's right, as Omos will be going up against Brock Lesnar. Folks, this match could go either way. It could be a dud or a stud. I don't know. I know people are dying to see if Lesnar can F5 Omos, but will Omos put an end to Brock Lesnar's WWE career? We'll have to wait and see. I think this is going to be the sloppiest match of the whole two nights, but we'll have to see how they break things down. Now, how about this? We're going to get a Hell in a Cell match going down there on Sunday as the Demon Finn Balor will be going up against the Brood's Edge. And we know this. The vampires will be in effect. Keep your eyes out, as it's already been rumored. The old Brood Crew will be in action. The next match on the card will be another championship match, as this match here is definitely going to be a one to keep your eyes on. Three of the biggest men there on the WWE side as the champion, as the Intercontinental Champion, Gunther will be taking on none other than Drew McIntyre and Sheamus in a three-way match for that championship belt. What will happen as Gunther has been the longest reigning Intercontinental Champion? Will he finally drop that belt? I think he does, just because two is always better than one, and that's not in his favor. That's just my opinion. So I think we will have a new champion after that match. Now, on to the Women's Raw Championship, as the champion Bianca Belair will be going up against Asuka. Now, everybody's speculating Asuka finally going to get the title back underneath her wing. But we know this, Bianca Belair, one of the most athletic, strongest, quickest, baddest females on the roster. Does she drop that belt? We'll have to wait and see on Sunday. Then after that, it will be none other than the biggest match of the two nights. That's right, folks, the one everybody will be waiting for. For the Undisputed Universal Championship going down Sunday night. It's the longest reigning defending WWE World Champion, Roman Reigns. He will be defending those titles against the crowd favorite, returning back to the WWE Royal Rumble winner, none other than grandson of a plumber, the American Nightmare, Cody Rhodes, who will be the champion Sunday night going into the big Monday Night Raw. Of course, the episode everybody will be waiting on. Of course, we here at the E's and B's will be diving into that and everything you hear right here this weekend at WrestleMania 39, folks. We cannot wait to break it all down. Who do you got? Who will be champion? And what will be the storyline everybody's talking about come Monday? We'll have all those answers, everything else, right here next week on the Best. With that, that's going to wrap up the meet, but it's not going to wrap up the wrestling talk. Tag your partner, stick around, because we're diving into the scramble next, and we're going to flip the page and go to the other channel. You're listening to the E's and B's Podcast.
It's gonna be a hopeless feeling. You guys know a killer instinct by Daniel Garcia. Shoulder kick. Garcia, he dropped. His hands dropped. His posture changed. And up. Oh, man. Can he get the cover? Get pulled. Get the cover. Look at Garcia. He's out. Oh, no. The knee pads coming down, guys. Adam Cole. He does.
That's right. Welcome back to the ring. Adam Cole there on Wednesday night as AEW was live in St. Louis. And I got to say, that crowd was live there Wednesday night, kicking things off as their build-up for their next big pay-per-view going down there in May. Double or nothing. Of course, us here at the Ease of Bees, possible we might be there in person. We cannot wait. We'll be diving more into that as we go forward. But let's talk about some of the things that are going down there at AEW. All the rumor talk this week has been, of course, been about CM Punk and that Instagram post that he posted at the beginning of the week and, of course, deleted right away. But it seems now the rumors are shaking. He wants to be back in the ring, but there's a couple folks who do not want him back in that company, and it's some big names that you wouldn't believe if you haven't heard yet. How about Jericho and Jon Moxley? Two names against CM Punk bringing him back, and that's just the rumor mill. We'll keep an eye on those stories. We know it's been building and building and building, but the truth keeps coming out. Sounds like Moxley refusing to lose to CM Punk, and also CM Punk forced to fight when he was not cleared. That's what's been shooken. We don't know the truth just yet. We know this. CM Punk back in AEW would be a great thing, but if it affects how some of the other things might shake out in the back, that's probably not what's going to happen. I know this. The fans are dying for it. Us here at the E's and B's are dying for it. We just love good wrestling, and we can't wait to see what happens. Now, other things that happened there Wednesday night. How about Bryan Danielson making his return as he helped out some former friends? That's right, as we thought. Well, everybody at the stadium thought he was coming to save Kenny Omega as he had a bad-to-the-bone match with New Japan's Jeff Cobb coming out on top. He finally gets the win over Cobb, but in the end, he was attacked by the BCC. That's right, the Blackpool Combat Club taking out Omega. As we know, Omega and his buddies not together. The Young Bucks not there on Wednesday night, as has been reported, as one of the Jackson brothers has torn two of his pecs, possibly maybe going to try to tough it out and avoid surgery, so he doesn't have a long wait to get back in the ring, but we'll keep our eyes and ears to the ground on those stories. But for Omega's sake, it seems like he's running out of friends and help fast. And then, of course, afterwards, the more bigger story was Don Callis in the back trying to discuss some things, and Jon Moxley smokes him, knocks his glasses off, and cuts him the hard way. Big, big gash on Don Callis' forehead. And, of course, that has been the talk the rest of the week. We know this going down live tonight. It will be Rampage. We'll keep an eye on that and, of course, keep you up to date with all the big news leading up to their big pay-per-view here in just a short couple months. But don't forget, also going down tomorrow night, live there in LA, it's Ring of Honor Supercard. Some big, big matches. We'll be diving into everything from that, AEW, and of course, WrestleMania right here next week on The Best. With that, that's going to wrap up the Scramble. Stay tuned. We're going to wrap this whole thing up like a burrito. We're going to give you everything you need to know, the shout outs, and those numbers next on The Toast. You're listening to The E's and B's Podcast. Yeah!
Even when you feel low, you can still go. Even when you feel slow, you can still go. Even when there's no hope, you can still go. I never answer to no, man, I still go. Go, go.
All right, fans, it's everybody's favorite part of the show. Get out your jams, your jelly, your cinnamon, butter, sugar. It's time to spread it. It's The Toast, as we always do each and every week here on The Toast, giving you those weekly shout-outs and, of course, breaking down each and everything we got coming up this weekend and, of course, for next. But let's get right to it and get to those weekly shout-outs. I want to give a big, special thank you and shout-out to Happy and Kenzie at Support Your Local Street Racer. Make sure you guys go give them a follow. Shout-out to them for letting us come on board for Kentucky Cash Days this weekend. We're so proud to be a sponsor of that. So make sure you guys go give them some love. Let them know that Eddie B from the E's and B's sent you. Also, I want to give a big shout out to Ohio Grudge Racing's Josh Robinson. Shout out to Limpy. Shout out to 24/7 Motorsports. Shout out to Carolina Performance, Robbie and Robert Dollar. Shout out to No Prep Felons, Bob Rice. Shout out to Victor at G2K. Shout out to SRC. Shout out to Old Man's Garage. Shout out to Bipolar Foot. Shout out to Bipolar Performance, Jasper Graham. Shout out to Jeff Thomas and Julie Randall. Shout out to Jimmy Dale. Shout out to Team Meatball. Shout out to the Tunnies, Matt Smith, Team Abeta, and Team Hilton. Also, Rocky Mountain Pros, Yaden, Dustin, Lilith, Remy, my boys, Neil, Brian, Tony, Ty, and all the peeps at The Green Solution. Check out The Green Solution for all your cannabis needs. All right, like I said, folks, we've been trying for 2 weeks to bring you a special guest. We've got our fingers and toes crossed. Next week, we will have one of the biggest guests we've had, hopefully coming on here to talk about one of the biggest races going on in the state of Texas. That's right, Street Gangsters, Tom Gunner, hopefully be our guest. We're all ready for him. He said he's coming, so hopefully we'll keep our fingers crossed and we'll have one of the baddest interviews or funniest interviews coming to you right here next week, so keep your eyes and ears out for that. Hey, make sure you guys are following us at E's and B's doing... Make sure you guys are following us at easeandbees.org for all of our social media outlets, along with, of course, our merch page. Make sure you guys click that button. Go give us some support. Buy a couple of merch shirts, stickers, whatever you might like. Anything helps. Make sure you follow us there at easeandbees.org. Also, if you want to be on the show, get us at easeandbeespodcast@gmail.com. Give us your story. We'll get back to you and get you on air. That's easeandbeespodcast@gmail.com. That also goes with, if you want to be a sponsor like Happy and support your local street racer was, get at us at the same email there. We'll get to you. We'll give you a contract. We'll play your show, or we'll play your ad 3 times on the show, along with over on the YouTube channel there at E's and B's as well, each and every Saturday, along with tying it to that week's interview. So if you want to be a sponsor, help us out. Get at us at easeandbeespodcast@gmail.com, and we'll get back to you. With that, let's get to this week's Sports Illustrated Fact of the Day. When Pierre Hughes Herbert and Nicholas Mott won the men's doubles title at the 2015 U.S. Open, it was the first time in the event's history that a pair from France won any men's or women's mixed doubles. And that is today's Sports Illustrated Fact of the Week. Like I said, folks, make sure you guys are following us, all the people we support here. Give them some love. Each and every bit helps them out. Support all the small businesses out there. It makes this fun sporting world go round. With that, let's get to your city. That's right, top 10 cities downloaded. You know the drill. It goes like this. Number 10, starting off with Valparaiso, Indiana. Shout out to Valparaiso. Number 9, how about a newbie? How about Weaverville, North? I'll save it for the next one. Number 8, it's Charlotte, North Carolina. Thank you so much. Charlotte, North Carolina. Number 7, it's Shepherdsville, Kentucky. Thank you so much. Shepherdsville. Number 6, it's right there, the home state, Indianapolis, Indiana. Thank you so much, Indianapolis. Number 5, right here in Colorado, how about Johnstown, Colorado? Number 4, we're going overseas, it's Frankfurt, Germany. Thank you so much, Frankfurt. Number 3, right here, the home capital, it's Denver, Colorado. Thank you so much, Denver. Number 2, it's the home city we stay. The home city we stay. It's Fort Collins, Colorado. Thank you so much, Fort Collins. And back on top, I think this is week number 9. Shout out to all my friends, family. We love you all. It's Louisville, Kentucky. Folks, thank you so much for all the love. Make sure you guys like, share, subscribe, pass the gravy, spread the butter. Tell a friend, tell a fanver, tell someone about this podcast. Also, want to thank Happy at Support Your Local Street Racer for the sponsor this week. And with all that, you guys know the drill. Make sure you eat your breakfast. Have a fast-ass, kick-ass weekend. Much love, and we'll see you next week. Peace.